Another teenager fell victim to fake pills. Smells like big crime that needs to be stopped. Where are these pills coming from? And how are kids getting them? Right?
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way, anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in Washington denying an urgent request to block Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from firing employees or accessing sensitive records from a half a dozen departments, saying the suit did not show irreparable harm to individuals. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt earlier said Elon Musk is not making the executive decisions under the department or DOGE.
President Trump is the ultimate decision maker for this entire administration. Elon Musk, just like everybody else across the federal government, works at the direction of President Trump.
President Trump today signing a new round of executive orders. It includes one to extend IVF access. The Vatican says Pope Francis has been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. Initially, the 88-year-old pontiff was hospitalized to be treated for bronchitis. And severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states. The majority of fatalities in Kentucky after flash flooding. This is ABC News. Retail sales dropped sharply last month due in part to frigid temperatures that kept more Americans indoors. Retail sales fell 0.9% in January from the previous month, a much bigger drop than economists expected and the biggest decline in a year. 4 years after Texas cracked down on abortion seekers and providers, other states are feeling the effects.
A study published today in the Journal of the American Medical Association says 30% of the abortions performed in Colorado are for women who've come from out of state, double the ratio from 2020 when the Texas law took effect. That same study found that the added demand for abortion services from beyond its borders has led to delays and higher costs within Colorado.
ABC's Jim Ryan. In Uganda, at least eight patients who recovered from Ebola have been released from a health facility. Health authorities say there have been no other positive cases reported. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on your
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce!
If winter means spending more time indoors, wouldn't it be great if you could upgrade your space? Well, Macy's is here for you because our President's Day sale is going on right now with big savings on what you need to give your home a refresh. Think 20 to 40% off new furniture, like our exclusive Radley sofa, now $21.99. And take 30 to 60% off a new mattress from Hotel Collection, Serta, and more so you can sleep better. Come into Macy's today and back to a house that feels more like home. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdMedHealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 15 below, wind chill to 30 below. Mostly cloudy and a high of 5 above for tomorrow and up to 15 with sun on Thursday. A warming trend kicks in for Friday and the upcoming weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. It's 5 right now.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin voters have one statewide race on the ballot tomorrow, a three-candidate primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, pitting incumbent Jill Underley against Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The top two finishers advance to the April general election. Timely, much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in northern Wisconsin. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected on the Berkey Trail between Cable and Hayward. The NFL draft in Green Bay is less than 70 days away, and organizers encourage everyone who wants to take it in to prepare early. You should download the NFL's OnePass app, which will be used to communicate event details. Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you need health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Terrence and Jody when they got married. And Sophia when she had a baby. And Gary when he moved and needed new insurance. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Taxpayers with questions on the homestead tax credit are encouraged to attend one of two workshops with the Buffalo County ADRC. The workshops are scheduled for February 26th at the Highland Apartments from 1 to 1:45 and from 2 to 2:45 at the Vine Lincoln Street Apartments. Both of those locations are in Mondovi. To register for the free workshops, contact the Buffalo County ADRC program. The Chippewa County District Attorney says the shooting of a man in December by police was a justified act of self-defense. That incident happened December 21st in the town of Lafayette after officers were called to a domestic incident. 49-year-old Matthew Luke had fled the scene before officers arrived, but then crashed his vehicle near Highway K and 50th Avenue. When confronted by officers, Luke fired a gun at them. Officers returned fire and killing Luke. The La Crosse Area School District has announced its new climate action plan. The district says the effort is intended to reduce environmental effects, provide healthier learning environments, and create a stronger, more resilient future for the community and kids. Short-term targets for 2030 and long-term targets for 2050 were all outlined in the climate action plan to reduce energy consumption, switch to renewable energy, cut waste, and include sustainability into the classroom. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is thinking about a 2026 bid for the U.S. Senate. Senator Tina Smith, who stated she would not run for re-election, will leave the seat open. Walz is also thinking about seeking a third term as governor when his second term ends in 2027. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, along with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Congresswoman Angie Craig, are other Minnesota Democrats contemplating a run for the open Senate seat. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSE & Associates.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
While the weather is cold, work does continue on the new Tarrant Park pool building. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the work does continue on the inside of the building.
Whether it's the electrical work or plumbing work inside, or they're putting the ceilings in and so on and so forth, but things are moving along, and we're getting down to sort of those final little details. Recently picked out a few more colors for everything from the lockers.
Construction of the pool itself will start back up in April. That's all dependent on the weather. If all goes well, the pool's expected to open in June. The National Weather Service in La Crosse is looking for storm spotters. The Weather Service will be holding a spotter training class April 10th at the Buffalo County Courthouse starting at 6:30. Attendees will receive basic weather spotter training, and the class is free and open to everyone. For more information on the class, contact the La Crosse National Weather Service office. Asperius Health has received final approval from the Chippewa Falls City Council to build a new hospital in the southeast area of that city. Last week, the Planning Commission approved the conditional use permit, and the council is meeting to work on the developer's agreement. The hospital will offer both emergency care and clinic-based primary care services. They hope to break ground on the new hospital this spring. Timely, much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Berkey Biner cross-country ski race in Wisconsin. Executive Director Ben Pop says melting won't be an issue with temperatures remaining bitterly cold the remainder of the week. Pop says they'll be out grooming the 34-mile trail between Cable and Hayward. They hope temperatures won't be too cold for Saturday's race. Organizers will continue to monitor the weather to make sure it's safe for the racers and the hundreds of volunteers. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected for the annual race. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
There are several ways experienced individuals can help others enjoy safe and ethical hunting. The Mentored Hunting Law Program allows novice hunters to hunt within arm's reach of a qualified mentor without first completing a hunter education course. You can also sign up to lead an educational hunt or teach a hunter safety course. Other options include special youth hunts or outdoor skills workshops. More information is available on the programs at the Wisconsin DNR website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Almirola back for more at JGR. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This spring, speed returns to South Florida. NASCAR weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Go get it done. Green, green, green.
Where high octane meets the high banks.
Down.
And gear up for spring break in the fast lane. Three races, 3 days, one unforgettable weekend in racing paradise. NASCAR weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. March 21st through the 23rd. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Here he comes up off of turn number four. Checkered flag will go in the air. Eric Almirola driving for Joe Gibbs Racing wins the Kansas Lottery 300.
That was last September at Kansas Speedway when Eric Almirola won the second of his three NASCAR Xfinity Series races with Joe Gibbs Racing. After his success in 2024, it's no surprise that the organization has invited the Tampa, Florida native back for 9 more Xfinity races this season. The 40-year-old is set to drive the number 19 Young Life Toyota starting this weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Big Ten Player of the Week, John Tanjay and the 11th-ranked Badgers hosting Illinois in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers shooting for their fifth straight win and a season split with the Illini, who won their first matchup back in December. Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Purdue at Michigan State. Minnesota is at UCLA. Big East, Marquette returning to action after a week off. The Golden Eagles hosting Seton Hall at Fiserv Forum. Elsewhere in the Big East, it's Villanova at UConn and Butler at Xavier. Brewers held their first full squad workout at their Maryvale complex in Phoenix. The Brewers just a few days away from their Cactus League opener against the Reds. And more baseball, the Cubs today agreed to a one-year deal with free agent infielder Justin Turner worth $6 million. That deal is pending a physical. He's expected to serve as a backup at the corner infield spots. In Marquette women's volleyball, coach Ryan Tice has stepped down to take a position at the University of Florida. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Because so many agricultural job openings remain unfilled, the FFA is working hard now to provide America's agriculture education students with the skills that will enable them to thrive in the career of their choice. Today and every day in 2025, we salute our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of the local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute brought to you by Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant, where the hog sale is going on now.
what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from StrikeMaster and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has some ready-to-plant oak seedlings that state citizens can purchase and plant this spring. Four species are available for purchase. More details when we return, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
It's not too early to start planning for spring tree planting, and last week the Wisconsin DNR announced it has two-year-old oak seedlings available for purchase. The seedlings are from Wisconsin's Wilson State Nursery and are ready for planting. The seedlings are available because of a high-quality acorn crop and harvest in 2022. Deer hunters listening remember what a great mast year that was. While many one-year-old seedlings were purchased last year, others were grown for another year, resulting in a bumper crop of two-year-old seedlings. Oak trees are ideal for reforesting a property, enhancing habitat, or starting an oak grove. Four species of native oak trees are available for sale at the nursery: swamp white oak, bur oak, white oak, and red oak. The minimum order is 300 seedlings. For more information or to buy seedlings, visit the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov, and search tree planting. Or contact Carrie Skirvin at carrie.skirvin@wisconsin.gov or call 715-424-3700. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 15 below, wind chill to 30 below. Mostly cloudy and a high of 5 above for tomorrow, and up to 15 with sun on Thursday. A warming trend kicks in for Friday and the upcoming weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 5 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast from NCC The Classic, which is underway at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney throughout this week. Just one quick side note, they did want us to mention that the cattle show tomorrow has been pushed back to 11 o'clock because of the weather. Give cattlemen a little bit more time to arrive and get ready for the show. So it will start at 11 tomorrow. Well, a market today that saw some higher numbers in the grains. We're going to talk about what that movement was. Even though we saw mixed numbers in the live cattle feeders and the hogs saw some stronger trade, we're going to bring in our conversation today with Brian Split. Brian, of course, is with AgMarket.net. And kind of pick up where you and I left off on the midday, Brian. I mean, old and new crop highs were definitely being tested for the corn today.
Yeah, you know, we had old crop corn make some new highs for the move today. And March being the front month, traded up to 504 and a quarter. We're getting very, very close to highs that were made in May of 2024. So those would have been our seasonal highs. And the March contract at that point had a high of 508 and a quarter. We did see the May contract close just a hair above its high that was made during the month of May. And the July contract went right to it, which was 520. So this whole area is going to be the next key resistance on corn. New crop also made new highs for this particular move. And 480 might be more of a round psychological number of resistance. There is some retracement levels around 482. But I think really it's the old crop that's driving the ship here. And generally with levels that are that important, right? That was the major peak for the spring-summer highs last year. It's going to be tough to expect it to just run through it the first time we test it. A lot of times a level of that magnitude, it'll test it, pull back a little bit, revisit some support, and then maybe make another running charge at that before it breaks through it, if we do. But, you know, I think initially the idea was, hey, weather in South America has improved a little bit, and that's what had them selling the opening last night. But this is how many weekends in a row where we've come out of the weekend with a negative tone just to finish higher on Monday afternoon.
You know, it kind of sets a precedent that you kind of get comfortable with, maybe, just assuming that it's going to be a downward day on a Sunday. But don't worry, we'll get things fixed before the markets close on a Monday.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Susan. I think, you know, the market's behaving in a certain way. And so something you want to be mindful of is when those behaviors change. So they haven't yet. But at some point, if we open weak on a Sunday and then we stay weak and we don't finish higher on Monday, or let's say we start strong on a Sunday night into Monday and then finish weak, those would be changes of the behavior of the market that we've seen at least over the last 3 to 4 weeks, where if we did see that change in behavior, that would be notable.
So looking at the way the soybean market kind of work through their ways today in the trading action, I know that there was the talks of, like you talked about, these lower overnight. How much of the fund buying are we going to see the rest of this week with a shortened trading week?
Well, I think for soybeans, the main thing as far as behavior there, and what I like about soybeans, even though there's a lot of kind of bigger picture bearishness, you know, when we talk about the size of the South American crop and things that we've just known for a while. But if you think back all the way to the end of the third quarter, late September, early October, beans made a major peak against the 100-day moving average, and then they pulled back. And then we had that November WASDE report, and it was a bullish report. The USDA lowered yield, and we rallied into the report, and then we rallied from the report, and we went right to the 100-day moving average, and then we failed again. That failure eventually led to new contract lows in December. So then fast forward to the January report, and in January we got the report that was bullish, except the funds took it up through the 100-day moving average to the 200-day, which we hadn't seen since the May high. And then they went back down and revisited the 100-day moving average, and they bought the 100-day moving average twice on old crop soybeans. So to me, you know, speaking of changes in behavior, that is a change in behavior from the fund manager, where now they're buying the 100-day moving average instead of selling against it. So now the next step is continuing to hold that 100-day and then getting through the 200-day moving average, which again was the high from May a year ago. So think about what corn did when it got through its 200-day moving average. We've gone up roughly another 50 cents since then. So beans have yet to get through their 200-day meaningfully. We've kind of jabbed through it a little bit over the last few weeks, but not really closed above it. So if we could start seeing the funds continue to buy beans and add to this long position that they started in the beginning of 2025, I think that 200-day moving average is the key to seeing a more aggressive buying pattern from them. But at least in the short term, as long as they're holding 100-day, I think they're defending their current length.
Do we see the wheat continue to play off of the cold weather, lack of snow market, or do you see something else influencing them this rest of the week?
Well, the weather, the lack of snow, the cold, I mean, these are all things that, you know, should support wheat. The commitment of trade data we got did show short covering in all three varieties of wheat, but they are still awfully short. I think that as we continue to look at how the talks between Russia, the U.S., the world community about the conflict in Ukraine, the closer we get to resolution there, I think that's a positive for wheat values. And I'll explain, because initially when Ukraine was invaded, the world was concerned that we were going to lose a substantial amount of production. And then over the next year, 2 years, Ukraine proved that they could still grow a large crop. Now, maybe not quite to their full potential, but they were still growing and exporting their product. And then what eventually happened was, in order to continue to finance the conflict, Russia has been offering wheat at a discount to everybody else to make sure that they get the business.
It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
They're tomorrow's business leaders and teachers, engineers and scientists. Today's young people learning to be the best they can be as members of the FFA, preparing for demanding careers in the years ahead. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Recognizing our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand.
O'Galley Cheese is the home of award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses. O'Galley Cheese starts with high-quality milk from local dairy farms, all located within 25 miles of Durand. O'Galley Cheese salutes all farmers and the youth of our community for continuing the important tradition of the FFA. O'Galley Cheese, located 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue with Brian Slitt. Of course, he is with agmarket.net. Looking at the way the markets, and I know that what happens over the weekend headlines or just headlines in general that seem to pop up in regards to tariffs really seem to kind of catch the market's attention. And looking at this relationship that we have with China, I know that typically this time of year, they're already looking to go to South America to get their beans. But it just seems like there's some, maybe the fears of the reciprocal tariffs coming back on them from President Trump. Is that just going to add a layer of tension that could have an effect on ag?
Yeah, Susan, I mean, we've seen tariff talk the last several weeks, and whether it was the initial talk with Colombia weeks ago, and everybody was running their calculator, and we're like, wow, you know, Colombia is the top four or five buyer of U.S. corn. And then we opened lower that Sunday night, and then by the close on Monday, we were higher. And we did the same thing when it was talk about Mexico and Canada and China tariffs. Lower opening on Sunday night and a higher close on Monday. So it seems like at this point, unless we really start to see something unexpected on tariffs, the market's ready to buy dips. And every tariff negative opening that we've had, the funds have come in and bought corn right where you'd like to see them buy it. They continue to buy right at the uptrend. I mean, this market's been in a very steady uptrend since mid-December, and every time we get bad news, they come in and buy it at that uptrend line. So until that changes, it seems like the market really isn't that concerned about tariff talk.
Well, and if I remember, I'm not going to quote the numbers because I'll mess them up, but year to date, the inspections for corn are up quite substantially from where they were in the previous year's pace. So that's got to show that the buyers are still there and that our seasonal pace seems to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, inspections today were very good, right? So we had a tremendous amount inspected for export. And this is, it's got to be that way in order for all of the purchases to leave the country by the end of the marketing year, right? So one thing I have a hard time being bullish on is sales twice. And what I mean by that is you can be bullish the first time when it gets purchased, but it's hard to be bullish for me the second time just because it leaves the country. So it's just that much less that could potentially be canceled. But what I think it does is it reinforces that as more and more product leaves the country, when you look at our actual pace of export sales, the more that gets inspected for export, the more it's going to look like the pace that we're on right now is achievable. And it just shows that the USDA is too low on exports. So, you know, why didn't they raise exports on the report that we had last week? And I think that's just a matter of what they did the previous report in January, because if you ask me, they lowered the production substantially. And when they do that, very often they will just lower demand in order to offset part of it. Now, there really wasn't any evidence to suggest that exports were slowing down and that they should reduce corn for export. It was more of a product of, all right, production went down, so let's offset part of that with a reduction in demand. Now, pace analysis would suggest that the USDA should raise export demand, but they weren't going to do that the month after they just lowered it. It would just look sloppy. So I think they're probably going to keep corn for export the same in the March report as well. They're going to get through the quarterly stock report at the end of March. They're going to get those acres, right? So the planting intentions, and then they're probably going to start to address the old crop exports again in the April WASDE, if I had to guess. So I think they'll punt one more month to get that quarterly stock report out of the way before they get to the exports again on the balance sheet.
Let's talk about the relationship that, Brian, happens between our corn market and our feeder cattle.
Well, a lot of times, you know, there can be those day-to-day where it seems like they're opposite. Right, where feeders are up one day and corn's down the same, or corn's up one day and feeders are down that day. And a lot of times there is some day-to-day movements like that. But really, in the very big picture, if you look at it, the two are more correlated than you would think. And so as the value of cattle go higher, as the value of feeders go higher, it does allow for higher corn values as well. So there's actually, in a bigger picture sense, a stronger correlation in values than an opposite correlation.
So where do we see moving forward with the bids this week on a cash perspective? What are you hearing out there as you look at the big picture for them?
Well, cash has softened up a little bit, but futures are at a discount to cash. And you know, we've seen that in the last several months be a recipe for a good short-term low, you know, where the futures are trading at a discount to cash. And that, for the funds, you know, looks like a license to buy. Now, at some point, that's not going to work, right? We've been conditioned that every time futures get to $10 to $15 discount to cash, that you should buy futures.
What is the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Brian?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0463, but I would encourage you to go to our website, www.agmarket.net.
Thanks so much, Brian. That has been the Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx, innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. As America's longtime trade partners prepare to face a raft of higher tariffs from President Donald Trump, it's no surprise they're seeking out more reliable trade partners. Japan, long the biggest foreign market for U.S. beef, has just opened its doors to beef from Brazil. I'll have more when we come back.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal:
Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
Yes, after two decades of negotiations, Brazil has finally secured an agreement to begin shipping beef to Japan. It's a major development, as Japan has historically relied on imports from the United States and Australia. But with U.S. cattle supplies tight and beef prices high, Japan is looking elsewhere. Brazil, the world's top beef exporter, has worked for years to improve its sanitary standards to meet Japan's strict import requirements. Until recently, concerns over diseases like foot and mouth kept Brazilian beef out of the Japanese market. But officials say those issues have been resolved, and with Brazil's lower production cost, Japanese buyers could soon shift away from American beef in favor of a cheaper alternative. The shift could hit U.S. cattle producers hard. Japan has long been a key destination for American beef, importing nearly 320,000 metric tons from the U.S. in 2023. That was valued at roughly $2 billion. That accounted for nearly 20% of total U.S. beef exports, making Japan the single largest foreign market for American beef. The country has also been a premium market, with Japanese buyers willing to pay extra for high-quality grain-fed beef. But with Brazilian beef offering lower prices, those trade flows could change significantly. Adding to the pressure, Japanese trade officials have indicated they're increasingly looking for suppliers that won't be affected by the latest round of U.S. tariffs. While Japan hasn't directly imposed new duties on American beef, concerns over future trade disputes and price volatility are pushing buyers to diversify their supply chains. Brazil, which has a growing presence in global beef exports, offers both price stability and the advantage of being outside the friction of U.S. trade policies. Brazilian officials, for their part, are eager to build momentum. Their ag ministry has confirmed that the industry will send representatives to Japan in February, with President Ignacio da Silva set to follow in March. I'll have more when we come back.
At 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, we're building smart communities with fiber optic technology. For over 70 years, we've provided friendly, effective service to both residential and business customers. Keep your home secure with smart monitoring and enjoy seamless streaming with Select TV. 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom can boost your business with reliable network solutions to keep your team connected and productive. Discover the power of dedicated local service. Experience the speed of fiber internet and visit WWT.net today.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Yes, cattle prices are off their recent record highs, and producers and traders alike are watching for information on what's ahead for that market. While beef exports from the U.S. have been lower over the past year, high prices in places like Japan have been supportive to markets. With the potential for more competition in the Japanese market from Brazilian beef, that support could start to fade. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTx. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For many young people, preparation for future success begins in the ag education classroom and membership in FFA. Here, students gain valuable experience in agriscience, business, finance, technology, and many other career fields. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all the hard work our FFA chapters do throughout the year during this National FFA Week, this FFA salute is brought to you by AMPI.
Did you know some of the world's best cheese is made in Blair? At AMPI, a cooperative owned by local dairy farmers. Producing award-worthy cheese is the daily standard at AMPI. Why? Because our products are co-op crafted. That means we combine the talents of local dairy farm families with skilled cheesemakers to craft exceptional dairy products. AMPI, we're a hometown business making some of the world's best cheese, right here in Blair.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 15 below, wind chill to 30 below. Mostly cloudy and a high of 5 above for tomorrow and up to 15 with sun on Thursday. A warming trend kicks in for Friday and the upcoming weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 5 right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that. Tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. If I had a woman like
Just walked down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away in the shadow of that hospital at 508. I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted in the shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side cleaned up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess she did.
Kind of girl that's got that something, dancing to the groove like it just ain't nothing. They ain't never seen nothing quite like you. Long stem legs and your cowboy boots, throwing back whiskey straight in no water. Girl, there ain't nothing hotter. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. How did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. You little homegrown. Honey, 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 you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. Turn around and saw you walking my way. Pulled me on the floor saying, son, it's on. And we were dancing all night long to a sweet old Alabama song. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. How did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 y'all so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown, yeah. Ooh, baby, 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 you're driving me crazy. Crazy, crazy, I'm a long way away from where I'm from. But baby, you feel like home. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. How did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 y'all so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so home.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
and crazy.